A candidate for election in Arizona used to fight the system. Now he wants to become part of it. Howard Mechanic was a fugitive and a convicted felon when he first ran for city council in 2000. That campaign eventually exposed Mechanic's 30-year-old secret. He'd skipped town to avoid a prison sentence for his role in a Vietnam War protest. Today, Mechanic is a free man and running for city council again in Prescott, Arizona. For member station KNAU, Laurel Drewley reports.
Howard Mechanic knows he could lead a much quieter life.
I don't have to get involved in the public arena and take what I may be taking, but I feel it's important for me to try to contribute to society as much as I can, and people want to try to put me down. That's something I just have to deal with.
And Mechanic is dealing with it head on, taking out a newspaper ad headlined, "Why Prescott Needs This Felon." The ad includes details about his conviction and more recent community activism.
Well, everybody's life is a combination of all their experiences, and I've gone through some strange experiences compared to just about anybody else.
Mechanic's life took its strange turn when he became a fugitive back in the early 70s. He changed his name and moved west to start over in Scottsdale, Arizona, and became involved in social causes. Years later, when he ran for city council, a reporter did some digging and revealed Mechanic's true identity. He ended up serving nearly a year in prison before President Bill Clinton pardoned him in 2001. Mechanic moved to Prescott, a growing community about 90 miles north of Phoenix, to start a new chapter and run for office again. He's become the talk of the town, for good or bad. On the city's tree-lined courthouse square, Sarah Dustman entertains an active toddler.
The notoriety kind of says, he kind of walks the edge a little bit and kind of may make him represent the people a little more than they have been represented lately, I think. So I think it's a good thing. He's got my vote. We'll see how it goes.
In Prescott's primary election in September, Mechanic emerged from a field of 8 candidates to qualify for the November runoff. Now 57, Mechanic looks more like a retired Boy Scout than an ex-fugitive. Next to his name on his campaign sign is a bulldog. He's known among his supporters as Prescott's watchdog, campaign finance, growth, and water being his main issues of concern. Across the street from the courthouse at the Birdcage Saloon, Joe Gillis says it's not Mechanic's past that turns him off, it's his vision for the future.
I think he's over-aggressive as far as a person that wants to be on the city council. I think he's for no growth. You know, these people want to stop all the building in this town, and I make my living as a contractor.
And one of Mechanic's opponents says those are the issues that define the debate in this election, not Mechanic's past. Bob Lucius is a war veteran and retired firefighter.
I served my country to give the Howard Mechanics of this world a chance to voice their opinion and to do what they think in their own mind is right.
Mechanic says he's moved on, and it's difficult to think how his life would have been different if he hadn't been arrested in 1970.
You could have a fork in the road in your life, and you make one choice, or something happens to you, and you go in a certain direction, and you wonder what would have happened if he went in a different direction.
His girlfriend believes he could have become a senator, but for now, he's running for city council. Mechanic is one of 6 people running for 3 seats, and political observers say he has a decent chance of winning. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Drewley.